You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Howard Horowitz, a 22-year veteran police officer and founder of Tat Jacket, that provides tattoo cover-up and tattoo care products to customers worldwide. Howard, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Good evening, Eric. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. The pleasure is ours. So first of all, tell us, what is the Tat Jacket Company?
We manufacture tattoo cover-up products and tattoo aftercare products, and we sell and distribute all over the world. Nowadays, people are spending a great deal of money on their tattoos, and they pay a little bit more attention to them than they did in the old days when it was just a blue anchor on the arm for a military serviceman or something like that. So we kind of cater to those people that pay a little bit more attention to their tattoos after they get them.
And quite clever, I might add. Why would anyone want to cover up a tattoo that they paid good money to have put it there?
That's a good point. There's a lot of reasons why people would want to do that. Work seems to be the biggest issue for people. Most public employers, state, local, municipal, county, federal, both in the United States and throughout Europe and Australia, Canada, most of them have prohibitions on the display of tattoos. So if you go out and spend $5,000 to $10,000 on a full sleeve tattoo, and then you happen to work for the government or happen to get a job for the government, you're going to have to keep it covered at all times. And then a lot of private companies have similar policies. And then there's just special occasions we find for bridal. A lot of the ladies like to cover their tattoos for their bridal photography. There's all kinds of other special occasions. We've had people contact us and say that they're going to appear in family court, and they don't want to look all tatted up when they go before the judge. So there's many reasons why they would want to do that. And there's tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of customers that we've dealt with over the years that have been very happy with our products, and we've helped them do that.
Well, it certainly makes a lot of sense for all those reasons that you mentioned. How did you come to create the company? What was the inspiration there?
As you mentioned earlier, I'm a policeman. I've been a policeman for many, many years. In 2007, we hired a guy that I didn't even know at the time was fully sleeved on both arms with tattoos. And in fact, he's our model. If you end up going to our website or look at any of our packaging, this guy appears prominently. Anyway, he only owned a long sleeve uniform shirts and had to keep his tattoos covered all the time. And our uniforms are 100% wool, and they're dark blue, almost black. And in the summertime in Southern California, it just is miserable wearing a long sleeve wool shirt. And there were no alternatives for him, so I created the first product based on that guy and trying to help him out. And that's our full length tattoo cover up sleeve, sort of a cool match type material, blend material that wicks moisture away from your skin and keeps your skin cool. And they worked really well for him, and I figured that there was probably a market for something like that, and in fact, there was.
Well done. Today, we're joined by Howard Horowitz, a 22-year veteran police officer and founder of Tat Jacket, that provides tattoo cover-up and tattoo care products to customers worldwide, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Howard, from the original idea, how long did it take before you had a viable, functioning company?
Well, from the initial inception of the product idea to actually having a saleable product, it took about a year. And from my initial outlay of my personal money that I used to get the company started, what I ended up doing was I had a 69 Plymouth Roadrunner that I had been restoring for about 7 years, and I ended up selling the Roadrunner and using the money to start the company. And from my initial input of that startup money, the company started generating its own funds pretty quickly, and all subsequent funds to grow the company, grow the product lines, and keep increasing our size and scope has come from the company itself. So it was pretty self-sufficient pretty quickly. But I'd say between a year to 2 years, it was fully chugging along and growing at a pretty good rate.
Really interesting. And so lastly, what are some of the things you've learned about running a company from a business owner perspective that you didn't know before you started the company?
Well, I didn't really know very, very much of anything about running a business, and I really didn't think it through very well. When I conceived of the initial product and I made the prototypes for this friend of mine at work, and the idea seemed like a good idea, I didn't really think through what it would take, what would happen if there was a company doing this. And like I said, I've been a public sector employee for most of my adult life. So I had to learn everything from scratch. And I will tell you that I think running a business and being an entrepreneur is far, far more stressful and difficult than anything I've experienced as a policeman. I would much rather creep around at 2 o'clock in the morning chasing bad guys than deal with the IRS and the government and everything that it takes to run a business, you know, lawfully and to keep everything above board. So there are quite a few things to learn along the way, and it's kind of a sink or swim environment. But so far, seem to be doing well. The one thing I would suggest to any entrepreneur is to definitely find someone who's already invented the wheel, and they're well worth paying a consultant to advise you along the way rather than trying to figure things out as you go.
And I think that's some great advice to take off and run to the bank with. Well said there. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Tat Jacket online? I've been to the website. You've done a phenomenal job there as well.
Oh, thank you, sir. We're at www.tatjacket, TatJacket.com. And we're also available through a number of retailers. We have retailers both in the United States and the UK, but any of our products can be seen at tatjacket.com, and we ship worldwide pretty regularly.
Well, Howard, you've done a great job. Well done, and congratulations on the product and the company. It looks like you're doing very well, and thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
I appreciate it, Eric. Thanks for your time.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Howard Horowitz, a 22-year veteran police officer and founder of Tat Jacket, that provides tattoo cover-up and tattoo care products to customers worldwide. And once again, the website of reference is tatjacket.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.